Good morning to you. How are you doing this morning? Happy Thanksgiving to you. It's a wonderful, sunny, beautiful morning. It's like the day is just anticipating what this day is all about, giving thanks. And here we are, another year celebrating Thanksgiving. Isn't it glorious? Isn't it wonderful? At least the nation set aside a day of observance of giving thanks. And what are you thankful for today? Well, I am grateful and thankful just to be alive and well. Everything else is secondary. I am thankful that I have this day, that I can sit here in my chair and look through the window and see the sunshine. I can see the breeze blowing through the branches, the bare branches of the trees outside. They have no leaves on it. But it's still a beautiful sight to see and behold. I'm grateful that God is here. Just as you can't see the wind, but you see the action or the effect the wind has on the branches. And that is how God is. Even though you can't see him, but you see the effect that he has on your life. You see the effect that he has brought you through so much situations. You see the effect that he saved you. Oh my goodness. This is a day truly to be thankful for. And not just only for today, but every day when you get up, you should have a thankful heart, a grateful heart, and saying, Lord, I thank you. I give you praise. But to top it off today, you are going to celebrate it with some food. Yes. Everybody asked me, what are you cooking? I said, I'm not cooking. I'm just taking my belly with me. And that is why I'm grateful for today, because I don't have to go through all of that. I am going where I can celebrate with my friends and family. And the food is provided. And I will enjoy it and be thankful and be grateful. I bless the hand that prepared it. And I thank God for the love, the friendship that I have. God is good. And so it's so appropriate that the verse of the day is taken from Psalms 100 verses 4 and 5. And it's from the New Living Translation. And you know what? This is one of my favorite scripture verse growing up. Chapters, you know, you have to memorize some of the psalms back home. So this is one of the psalms that I memorize. But this version goes like this: enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, his unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. Amen. This is so true. You know, today we have a lot to be thankful for and grateful, because we have seen the love of God and what he has been doing for this country and also for our lives. that not only that his love continue forever and his faithfulness continue to each generation, because there are many generations that are here in this country, and it's because of the faithfulness of God that has allowed them to be here, whether or not they want to acknowledge that. And you realize a lot of people don't acknowledge what God has done. They think that they do it all by themselves. Because we have to understand that the Bible said, God, goodness, and love reign on the just and the unjust. Unlike man, that he only give you if he check out for you. You know, we are so partial. We only go after those who go after us. But here God goes after everyone, whether or not they go after him. Sometimes we, in our fine might, understand him, I say, no, this is wrong. He should just go after us who are going after him. But he's an impartial God. And once you're impartial, you just go across the board, that you don't hold back. And guess this is one of the mysteries of God. That even while we're here on earth trying to solve the mysteries of God, we can never solve the mysteries of God. And that is why you can listen to the different theory that man will come up about theology. With our limited understanding, trying to fathom the mind of God. Even though we can never fathom the mind of God, because this God is so vast, and our mind cannot comprehend or fully understand who he is. We can grasp concepts. We can glimpse. Just like Moses when he was in the mountain and he said he wants to see God, and God said, I will pass by, but you have to hide yourself. You will see my hind part. But you never see the face of God. Because the Bible said, no man see the face of God and live. But he was privy to see the hind part of God. And, you know, that's my desire. Every day that I get up, that even just to see the hand of God, just a fingertip, I'll be so grateful. A fingertip. I know that will just blow my whole world apart. Can you imagine? How awesome that would be. But then again, here is it. You come into his presence and into his court with praises and thanksgiving. And I know today, as you go about your business, go into the homes with praise and thanksgiving. Even before you enjoy the meal that is prepared, or even if you don't have any, just give him praise and thanks. Thank him that you are alive for another day, despite of what is going on around you. Give him thanks and give praises to his name. Because the Lord is good. And his unfailing love continues forever. And he's faithful throughout the generations. He's faithful to you and I. He loves you and I so much with an everlasting love that neither one of us can comprehend. We might think we understand the love of God, but we don't. Because the only love that we have around us is the human love. And we have seen in our lifetime how love changes. There are so much degrees of love, so many variations of love, that you wonder what love is all about. But I'm still grateful that He loves us. And that is what I'm going to hold on to this morning, to His everlasting love, and giving thanks for that. And praise His name because He has given me the opportunity to survive this long. And I think that is what you should do. So as you prepare for the day, enjoy it. Have yourself a wonderful time with families and friends. And if you don't have any, still thank Him that you're alive and well. So be safe. Have a fantabulous day, my friend. And I will see you here tomorrow morning. And hoping that you can get through the turkey feast and all the stuffings and trimmings and whatever else that you have to eat. Enjoy, my friend. So bye for now. Until when you hear my voice, say good morning to you. Have a fantabulous day.